From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Global reaction has been quick and coming following the crash of a Malaysia Airlines jet with a reported 298 people on board. Malaysia's prime minister demanding quick justice if it's determined, as U.S. officials and others have stated, that the plane was apparently brought down by a surface-to-air missile. Vice President Joe Biden today said officials are still trying to determine whether any Americans were on board the plane.
We see reports that there may have been American citizens on board. And obviously, that's our first concern. And we're now working every minute to try to confirm those reports as I speak.
So far, both Ukrainian government forces and pro-Russia rebels are denying they fired on the plane. The jet's wreckage reported to be strewn over a wide area inside eastern Ukraine, some 25 miles from the Russian border. The Federal Aviation Administration had warned airlines in the U.S. to avoid flying over the Crimean Peninsula and adjacent seas because of tensions over the region. But as NPR's David Shaper explains, that restricted airspace is not where the Malaysia Airlines Boeing 777 went down.
The FAA issued a warning back in April that prohibited U.S. flight operations over the Crimean region of Ukraine. The FAA says it took the action due to Russia's unilateral and illegal action to assert control over Crimean airspace, creating the potential for conflicting air traffic control instructions from Ukrainian and Russian authorities. The FAA also warned that the situation could result in a civil aircraft being misidentified as a threat and engaged by air defense forces of one of the countries. But Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 went down about 200 miles outside of the FAA's restricted zone. The FAA says U.S. air carriers are now voluntarily avoiding all airspace near the Russia-Ukraine border. David Shaper, NPR News.
Israel has begun a ground invasion of the Gaza Strip. This marks a significant shift from the 10 days of an air war, which killed one Israeli and more than 200 Palestinians. From Gaza City, NPR's Emily Harris has more.
The invasion started with intense Israeli fire, particularly in the north and east. One person living near Gaza's eastern border with Israel said the electricity was out, but it looked like daytime from Israeli flares and explosions. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the military's focus is to destroy weapons and infrastructure used by militants in the Gaza Strip, especially hidden tunnels that could be used to hide weapons or get inside Israel. A spokesman for the main militant group Hamas said Israel will pay a price for a ground war. Emily Harris, NPR News, Gaza.
Software maker Microsoft is wielding the jobs-cutting axe in a big way, the company announcing what it's calling its single biggest ever layoff with the elimination of around 18,000 positions, roughly 14% of its overall workforce. Microsoft says many of the job cuts are being cut or jobs are being lost rather as a result of the overlap with the company's Nokia mobile device business. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 161 points. This is NPR. A judge in the Florida Keys has moved today to overturn that state's constitutional ban on same-sex marriage. Moved by the judge coming after a legal challenge by six gay couples who said the law effectively has relegated them to second-class citizenship. The ruling in the case was issued by Circuit Court Judge Louis M. Garcia. It would only apply to the Florida county that covers the Keys. The suit contends Florida voter-approved ban on same-sex marriage violates the U.S. Constitution's guarantee of equal protection under the law. Members of Congress are heading home for the weekend, but still seem far apart on President Obama's budget request to deal with thousands of unaccompanied children crossing the Mexican border. NPR's Esfi Dante reports it's a big sticking point over what to do about a 2008 law that many Republicans believe has helped cause the problem.
The law gives minors a legal review prior to being deported. It was passed 6 years ago to protect children from human trafficking, and the Democrats who control the Senate want to keep possible changes to it separate from the money request. Republican House Speaker John Boehner says that makes little sense.
I don't know how Congress can send more money to the border to begin to mitigate the problem if you don't do something about the 08 law that's being abused. And it is being abused.
Boehner says he is still awaiting a recommendation from a Republican working group studying the problem and continues to hope a solution can pass both chambers in the coming weeks. Esfi Date, NPR News, the Capitol.
North Carolina-based Duke Energy has reportedly finished cleaning up coal ash spilled in an area of the Dan River from one of its plants. According to the Environmental Protection Agency, Duke has dredged up about 3,000 tons of the ash. Duke estimated as much as 39,000 tons of coal ash was allowed to spew into the river. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.